Juneau's first legal retail marijuana sales could begin by month's end. James Barrett co-owns Rainforest Farms, and no other business in Juneau has cleared as many of the regulatory hurdles to legally grow and sell pot.
We have a couple inspections next week, and right now we're harvesting our first crop. So if all goes well, then we'll be opening Black Friday.
At least 10 other ventures have sought state licenses in Juneau for one or more aspects of the marijuana business. Separate licenses are required for growing, processing, retailing, and testing. Southeast Alaska Laboratories is the first testing facility in Juneau to get a state license. Jessica Drybalbus is manager and part owner. Monday night, the Juneau Assembly waived its right to protest her state testing license. She says she's got some technical inspections and certifications to get through, but that her lab could be up and running by December 1st. Moving marijuana through regular options out of town runs afoul of federal law. Barrett is tight-lipped about how his crop will make it to store shelves without a local lab.
I can't really make a comment on our testing for our products, but they will be tested.
Drybalbus said licensees need clean criminal records, and moving marijuana in and out of town for testing could put those licenses at risk. Paul Dreisdyer is majority owner of Fireweed Factory, likely the next closest marijuana business to open in Juneau. His business has a land use permitting application going before the Juneau Planning Commission at the end of the month for a tiny 158 square foot storefront on Front Street.
It'll be the smallest marijuana retail store in Alaska, I'm sure. But there's one that I know of in Washington that's even smaller, so it doesn't take much space.
He says he's aiming for retail sales beginning around February or March. It's too early to know what sort of economic impact the new marijuana businesses will have. City finance officials have estimated the 8% sales tax on marijuana will raise between $170,000 and $455,000 per year.